This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Harris sits for an interview on Fox News. We have the story.
Trump speaks at an all-women town hall meeting. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. Another big project will get underway at Sedgwick County's main courthouse annex. We'll have a look at the plans coming up.
The United States has conducted airstrikes against militants backed by Iran.
Long-range B-2 stealth bombers have hit 5 underground storage locations in Yemen. They were being used by the Houthis, an Iran-backed rebel group that controls large parts of the country. A senior U.S. official tells Fox these airstrikes were a response to the Houthis' year-long destabilizing behavior. Houthi fighters have launched at least 270 attacks on military and commercial ships in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden since last November. They've also shot down at least 8 American Reaper drones. This is the first time U.S. B-2 bombers have been used in combat since 2017. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Former President Trump addressed the concerns of female voters in a town hall yesterday with Fox's Harris Faulkner. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has a recap.
President Trump fielded questions from an all-female audience on all sorts of topics. That includes the economy, crime, abortion, and child care. But it was how he addressed sanctuary cities that made headlines.
We are going to end all sanctuary cities immediately.
Is that an executive order you do that with?
Really? I can do it with an executive order. I'll have to do it with an executive order.
Trump also continued to walk the tightrope on abortion, as he has done throughout his campaign, arguing the issue is right where it needs to be, which is back in the states.
During the town hall, the former president also vowing to ban biological men from competing in women's sports, but did not offer specifics on how that would be done.
Vice President Kamala Harris talks about immigration policies and her record as a prosecutor during a Fox News exclusive interview.
The vice president telling Fox's Brett Baer on special report.
Let me be very clear. My presidency will not be a continuation of Joe Biden's presidency.
Addressing 3 women allegedly killed by migrants in the U.S. illegally.
And I can't imagine the pain that the families of those victims have experienced.
Calling border security a priority.
I'm the only person who's running for president who has prosecuted transnational criminal organizations, from the Sinaloa cartel to the Guadalajara cartel to people who have trafficked in guns, drugs, and human beings.
Stressing she takes going after people who pose a threat to the safety of Americans very seriously. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Wichita police are looking into 2 separate shootings within hours of each other Tuesday afternoon. Officers were sent to Ascension via Christie St. Francis Hospital, where a 21-year-old man arrived with a gunshot wound. That investigation led the officers to the 100 block of South Fern, where the shooting took place. And a short time later, officers were called back to the hospital after a 25-year-old man arrived with a single gunshot wound. Police say both investigations are ongoing.
Sedgwick County will remodel the first and second floors of the main courthouse annex to make room for several departments.
Phase 1 of the project will remodel the first floor, which will house the Sheriff's Offender Registration Unit. That department is currently at the Harry Street Mall, but their lease expires at the end of the year. Phase 2 will remodel the second floor and will house pretrial services, drug court, and veterans treatment court. Chairman Ryan Beatty appreciated the efforts of the staff to work through the moving challenges.
I would just publicly say that I know that when we lost the lease at Harry Street Mall, moving all these different departments and programming and everything, I know it's been scramble mode for many of you in your department and for Tanya and for a lot of people. So we just appreciate the work.
In all, the project will cost nearly $3 million and will be completed over the next 2 years. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
And the county says bringing these programs to the main courthouse will allow better operational efficiency, will consolidate adult programs to downtown, and save money by not having to lease space.
KNSS News Time, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We'll look at NFL football tonight, Thursday night football. Get a preview coming up in sports.
Post-hurricane Gators, a problem for one Florida town.
Uh-oh.
That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News.
WSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Stephen, 10 in the morning here, KNSS, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. A Missouri woman has been sentenced to life in prison for killing a pregnant Arkansas woman and trying to pass off the dead woman's fetus as her own stillborn baby. Amber Waterman of Pineville, Missouri, is not eligible for parole under the two life terms ordered Tuesday. The 44-year-old pleaded guilty in July to kidnapping, resulting in death, and causing the death of a child in utero. In her plea, Waterman admitted that she used a false name to contact Ashley Bush of Siloam Springs, Arkansas, on Facebook. Bush was about 31 weeks pregnant at the time.
A teenager testifies that she and her friends were bored when they beat a 64-year-old disabled man to death in the nation's capital.
The teen's admission comes as she pleaded guilty to assault with a dangerous weapon and was sentenced to 3 years in prison. She is one of five teenage girls charged in the beating death of 64-year-old Reggie Brown. The 15-year-old testifying, the girls left a skate park and were looking for something to do and decided to find someone and beat him up. The youngest of the accused is 12 years old. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Former President Trump is set to give the keynote address tonight at a historic charity dinner in New York City.
The annual Alfred E. Smith Memorial Foundation dinner, known as the Al Smith Dinner, is a white tie charity event that features political figures poking fun at each other. Presidential nominees usually attend, but this year only one will be there, former President Trump. Vice President Kamala Harris will not, and her campaign says it's focusing on battleground states, but that she would attend as president if elected. The foundation is named for Al Smith, former governor of New York and the first Catholic to win a major party nomination for president. The master of ceremonies for this year's dinner is comedian Jim Gaffigan, whose Catholic faith is often incorporated into his humor. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Continuing post-Hurricane Milton flooding is bringing alligators to the doorsteps of folks in one Florida community.
Some streets in the Shangri-La neighborhood of Sefner are completely underwater. Residents say they've made signs warning drivers of the high water. Some say their backyards have even become an extension of a nearby lake, which is where several alligators are located. One resident says a gator showed up at her back door, swimming across to the lake. County officials say right now there's nowhere to pump the water. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10. Make it 7:11. 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And our traffic update here on your Thursday morning commute. Look at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam. I'm looking at the one at K-15 and MacArthur, the southeast side. And we have some very slow-moving traffic on K-15, especially in the northbound lanes just south of MacArthur. So keep that in mind this morning. Traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How you guys doing?
Hey, good.
Yeah, good.
A little nippy out there this morning. Feels like fall or something.
You know what? Not as nippy as yesterday morning, though. You know, this time yesterday, we were sitting in the freezer, sitting below freezing. But right now, yeah, it's chilly, but it's not as cold as yesterday. And it does look like, as we get ready to take a look into the forecast here in just a moment, it looks like it's going to be a little while before we see those freezing temperatures again. Now, as always, it's fall, right? Still got to bundle up, still got to grab that jacket before heading out the door. But then it's back to sunshine, and it's actually going to be warmer, 71 degrees, mild out there, during the warmest part of the afternoon. Now, that comes at the price of some strong gusty winds, though, out of the south at 15 to 30 miles an hour. We have some fire weather warnings nearby, mainly north of Sedgwick County, but due to close proximity, it would be best if we just don't burn anything today. It's going to be windy, it's going to be warm, and it's been very dry. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 49. You know, once again, just like how I mentioned yesterday morning, 49, chilly, but just not as cold. 74 for the high tomorrow, once we are after that chilly start. And winds are still going to be elevated during the night and then gusty again tomorrow out of the south and southeast at 15 to 25 miles an hour. We will reintroduce rain chances back into the forecast beginning Friday night. Now, we'll only stand at around a 10% chance between Friday night and Saturday. And then Sunday, mainly only a small 10% chance of rainfall, with high temperatures right around 73 to 74 degrees. Now, once we get past Sunday into the early part of next week, the system that's going to be moving through the Sunflower State, pushing more rainfall our way, and that's why we'll jump up to a 50% chance of showers, possibly even hearing a few rumbles of thunder by Monday. But as that moisture advances east, it's going to move right back out, dry again by Tuesday and warmer with a high of 78. High of 78 on Wednesday, too, with plenty of sunshine. Right now, we're at 41 degrees, south breeze at 12 miles an hour, and still sky is still virtually clear, not seeing much cloud cover.
I know Halloween is too far out to predict, but we've had some, what was that year we had a huge flood on Halloween? Was that 99?
Late 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sometimes it gets a little rainy around Halloween, but looks to me like there's nothing that you're seeing so far. Anything can happen, though, right?
Yeah, so far, and especially with, you know, chances for rainfall, they're going to be low over the weekend. And I mentioned that because I know there's going to be some local trunk or treats going on. Of course, the majority of them going to be, you know, next weekend. But Steve, Ted, you know, we're always looking ahead to things. So far, it looks like next weekend should be dry, but it may be pretty warm, too. We may be able to see some get all the way up into the 80s, but we'll see what happens. It's still really early, but
we got
to give you a little heads up.
We got a lot of football tomorrow night in high school football, because I'm going to one game, so we're looking at probably a pretty nice evening, you think?
Yeah, other than a strong breeze, you know, since things are going to be pretty dry, you know, as long as you just hold on to your hats, I think that's the only thing that we'll have to worry about is just the wind.
All right. Thank you, Ronell. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. And I'll tell you, Ted, if you're sitting in the stands tomorrow night and it's 50 degrees and winds out of the north at 20 miles per hour, you don't want to be there. That's this time of the year. It's
well,
going to be kind of breezy.
Sit downwind of someone that's a little bigger than
you.
Yeah,
that's what you do.
Hide, shield there.
Hide behind that big guy over there.
Yeah.
This is the 17th day of October, and it was on this date in 1979. Mother Teresa of India was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. There is a there's a role model for everybody, Mother Teresa. I just admired that person.
She was a saint on earth.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No doubt about it.
Birthdays today, animator filmmaker Mike Judge, 62 years old today.
That guy makes me laugh.
He's the creator of the animated television series Beavis and Butthead, which I should not laugh at that, but that thing cracks me up.
Sometimes it's pretty funny.
Those guys.
Sometimes it's pretty dumb.
Yeah,
Sometimes it's pretty funny.
It's very dumb, I
or
guess.
Both.
Yeah. He's the co-creator of the television series King of the Hill.
Loved King of the Hill.
The Good Family.
The one that made me laugh.
And some others. There you go. Mike Judge, 62 years old today. October's supermoon is the closest of the year, and it has teamed up with a comet for a rare stargazing two-for-one. The moon was 222,055 miles away Wednesday night, making it seem even bigger and brighter than the August and September supermoons.
Oh, well, I could tell.
It will reach its full lunar phase today.
Oh, today's the big day.
In a twist of cosmic fate, a comet is in the neighborhood. Discovered last year, the comet made its closest approach Saturday, passing within 44 million miles of Earth. Can you believe that? We can see that thing.
It's amazing.
And it's 44 million miles. That's not right. Really? I guess so.
And
How big is it?
Last time it passed by us, the Neanderthals were looking up at the sky.
Yeah. And it's not a very big comet, is it? I don't know. The northern tier. Let's see. Where have we got? Oh, I've lost my place here. Oh, if you're in the northern hemisphere, look for the comet after sunset in the western sky to the right of Venus. And tomorrow night. I'm going to football. I'm going down. I think Carol's playing down at South at the Carpenter down there. And we ought to be able to see that.
No.
Huh?
Not in the city lights.
We can't.
No, there's no way.
I'm taking my binoculars just in case. Yeah. And with the big full moon will be out anyway. We'll have a good moon.
Yeah, that coming up in the east.
There you go. All right, 7:17, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And it's sports time with Ted Woodward. Ted.
And, we're heading into week 7 of the National Football League season. Go down to the Superdome tonight for Thursday Night Football.
Thursday Night Football is making a trip to the Big Easy. The 3-3 Broncos are in New Orleans taking on the 2-4 Saints with kickoff set for 8:15 Eastern. After starting the year 2-0, the Saints have lost 4 straight games, and they'll now face their old coach. Sean Payton will take on his former team for the first time since leaving New Orleans after the 2021 season. With rookie quarterback Bo Nix, The Broncos have won three of the last four games, though Denver is coming off a Week 6 division loss to the Chargers. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And you can hear the Thursday night game, Broncos-Saints, live at 6:30 tonight for coverage, and that's on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Hockey action last night in the National Hockey League. The Toronto Maple Leafs win on home ice in front of 19,000 fans, beat the Los Angeles Kings 6-2. What a game, what a start for Maple Leafs forward, former Wichita Thunder forward Bobby McMahon, had two goals in the first period as the Maple Leafs beat the Kings 6-2. Three wins in a row for the Maple Leafs, including a 2-0 start on home ice. And former Thunder player Bobby McMahon helping out Toronto to that win last night. Let's take a look at another NCAA volleyball team refusing to compete against a team with a biological man on the roster. Fox's Christina Coleman reports.
University of Nevada, Reno's women's volleyball team forfeited a match against San Jose State. They are now the fifth team to do so. An athlete named Blair Fleming plays on San Jose State's women's volleyball team. And according to a class action lawsuit aimed at protecting women's sports, Fleming is a male. The lawsuit claims school officials told the players to, quote, not speak about Fleming's sex or gender identity with anyone outside the team. Fleming's roommate and team co-captain, Brooke Slusser, says she's not okay with this. Slusser joined the federal lawsuit. She says she's worried about Fleming's powerful spikes hurting other players. Slusser ultimately says she doesn't feel it's right for Blair Fleming to compete on the women's volleyball team.
Meanwhile, though, defenders of trans athletes competing in women's sports argue that efforts to have them removed from sports teams is discrimination, as that's the latest on that front on NCAA volleyball. Major League Baseball last night, the battle for the National League pennant in New York. The Mets hosting the top team in the bigs, the Los Angeles Dodgers, and it was a blowout. The Dodgers win 8-0 over the Mets in Game 3. Coming out of the bullpen for the Dodgers, Wichita native Blake Treinen, throwing a scoreless seventh inning with two strikeouts. He threw 11 pitches. 10 of them were strikes.
Wow.
He was pounding the strike zone.
Betcha.
The Dodgers lead that best-of-seven series 2-1 for the National League pennant over the Mets. JUCO women's soccer action last night. Cowley women's soccer is ranked 15th in the nation. And Cowley wins on the road at Coffeyville, 1-0. The Cowley women's soccer team now 9-3-1 on the season, ranked 15th in the nation. Not far behind, Hutchinson Community College women's soccer, ranked 16th in the nation. And the Blue Dragons win at home, beat Barton 2-0. Hutchinson Community College women's soccer team undefeated on a home pitch this season, 9-2-4 overall. The Hutchinson women's soccer team is ranked 16th in the nation. College volleyball, McPherson is ranked 20th in the nation, and they win again on the road at Bethany, a sweep 3-0. The McPherson volleyball team, 9 wins in a row, now 20-5 on the season, and McPherson is ranked 20th in the nation. Playing some great volleyball there. And that's sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
All right, 7:21 here on KNSS. Coming up, we've got House Call for Health on the way. Dealing with election season stress. Ooh, that's timely. Coming up with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on this Thursday morning. 42 degrees. Kansas election officials are not recommending using the mail to send in your mail-in ballots, if possible. Sedgwick County Election Commissioner Lauren Brainwater says you can use an official drop box or take them to a polling location or the election office.
The best way for you to return that mail ballot is either through a drop box prior to 7 p.m. on election day, or drop it off at a polling site, or bring it down here to the election office. That way you know it's in our hands.
During the primary, the Secretary of State's office says around 1,000 ballots were received without a postmark, or they arrived after the 3-day grace period, even though they were mailed before election day.
The water level at Cheney Lake continues to fall. It's dropped another 6 inches during the last month. The city of Wichita says it would take nearly 26 billion gallons to refill it. To illustrate, the needed water would fill roughly 236 Century 2 buildings. On a Facebook post, the city says it's crucial we continue to find ways to conserve during the drought. Wichita moved to stage two of its drought response plan back in early August.
A man who had been arrested and charged with first-degree murder and felon in possession of a firearm in Wichita was caught in Mexico by U.S. Marshals Wednesday. Eric Gonzalez Gutierrez was arrested June 16th and charged with fatally shooting Aaron Lara at a barbecue on Father's Day. He was subsequently released on bond. In June, he cut his ankle monitor, which violated the terms of his pretrial agreement. Wichita Police Department says U.S. Marshals apprehended Gonzalez Gutierrez in Mexico.
A judge in Georgia rules that new guidelines for tallying ballots in the state this presidential election year won't stand.
Illegal, unconstitutional, and void. That was Fulton County Superior Court Judge Thomas Cox's decision on state election rules passed in recent months that would have required ballots be hand-counted once the polls closed November 5th. The rules, which also would cover certification of results, were passed by a Republican-led election board with members endorsed by former President Trump. Challengers to the rules said they were made to delay the outcome. Supporters said it guarantees accuracy. The Georgia election board can appeal. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A settlement in Detroit, Michigan has been reached in a wrongful arrest made in 2020. In connection to facial recognition technology.
Robert Williams was wrongfully arrested by DPD in 2020 because of facial recognition software. He was suspected of stealing watches from a store in the city, but that turned out to be bogus. Williams was one of several people wrongfully arrested because Detroit police relied on facial recognition technology. Under the settlement, police won't be able to arrest people based solely on facial recognition results or on the results of photo lineups directly following a facial recognition search. Perhaps the biggest win, there will be an audit of all cases since 2017 in which facial recognition technology was used to obtain an arrest warrant. Hillary Golston, Fox News.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnie Williams.
More sunshine for your Thursday. Not as cold this morning, but we'll still likely need the jackets to fight off that fall chill. High 71 degrees, a little bit warmer and milder during the afternoon. A strong south wind, though, picking back up to 15 to 30 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnie Williams.
Now a clear sky, south wind at 13 miles per hour, 42 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330. KNSS. Stephen Ted in the morning here on this October 17th, Thursday, October 17th. On this date in 1989, an earthquake measuring 6.9 in magnitude struck Northern California, killing 63 people and causing up to $10 billion worth of damage. Game 3 of the World Series was canceled as the Loma Prieta earthquake struck Northern California just 30 minutes before the game was scheduled to begin at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. That game would eventually be played 10 days later. Now, there was a ball game called on account of earthquake.
Ironically, an all-Bay Area World Series.
Yeah.
Oakland versus San Francisco.
So they had to have an earthquake. Honoring the one that had been, what was it, 1907 where they had the big quake?
1906.
Out there? 1906, yeah. All right. Okay, I was just...
destroyed that city.
It did. I just communicated in the last hour with our election commissioner, Laura Rainwater, because I was curious to know, and maybe some of you were too. I like to, on my way home from work, you know, a couple of days before the election or the week before the actual election day or voting day, I like to stop by at the old county courthouse and go down there on the first floor, and that's where the election commissioner's office is, by the way. And going to first floor, I like to vote that way. It's usually not too many people there. I don't know how many people don't know about it, but it's usually nice in there. I have a nice conversation with somebody and cast my vote in there. Well, I contacted Laura to see if they're going to do that this year. So starting Monday. Starting Monday, I can vote like that. I got to go find Shelley now. She's going to have to take her over there and vote too. I don't think she's voted for a couple of elections. She did in the last. She's one of those hits the presidential elections. That's the one she does. All right, so starting Monday, I can go downtown and vote. Ted, here's some good news for you. Frito-Lay is adding 20% more chips to some of its bags after years of complaints about shrinkflation.
Mm. There's a lot of air in that bag.
You bet. I bought some this week.
They're probably going to raise prices by 35% if they're adding 20% more chips.
There's little caveats here.
Oh, okay.
A 2021 study found one version of Tostitos had dropped from 13 ounces a bag to 11 ounces. Mm-hmm. Another dropped from 12 to 11. There were similar issues with Ruffles, which are also Frito-Lay. They revealed the plan to add more chips in their quarterly earnings call. They used the term bonus bags. It's not happening with all their products. It sounds like it might be just their jumbo-sized bags, the big ones, and only for a few products popular with football fans. Tostitos, Ruffles, and Doritos were all mentioned by name. They're also only selling the new bonus bags at select locations. No word yet on when that's going to happen. So Frito-Lay is adding 20% more chips back to the bags. And, oh, by the way, we're not going to tell you when, where, or...
Right. Like a lot of corporate BS to me.
Only on certain bags. Yeah, I bought it this week. You know, Shelley made some chili the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And so I dropped by the store to get... And I just noticed it.
Got to get some corn chips.
Not even half a bag. It's full. I mean...
Yeah. It's a lot of air.
So what's the answer? Smaller bags? Or more chips to fill it up? Fill up the space? Oh. Anyway, there you go. It's a controversy. No doubt about it.
All I know is that bag costs a lot.
It does.
Well, it costs about twice as much as it used to.
Yeah. Not to pick on one product, but...
they're all
the
like
ones you
that.
Put in your chili? Ooh.
Yeah, like
$5 a bag.
Used to be able to go in for like a couple of bucks. I'll go get some corn chips for $2. And now it's five or more.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that way with all those chips.
Well, they take out a loan to go buy chips.
There you go.
Or you can just do what we do and just don't eat chips anymore.
Well, you could do that too.
That's your
option.
That's the power of the consumer.
But the chili's not as good without them.
I'll not eat any chips ever again.
That's a lie.
Whoa. A man has been arrested for animal cruelty after authorities say he abandoned his dog in floodwaters along a highway as residents evacuated last week because
I've seen this all over social media.
Oh, it is. I haven't seen it till today. 23-year-old man charged Monday with felony aggravated animal cruelty. The dog, nicknamed Trooper by the Florida Highway Patrol, found alive last Wednesday in floodwaters up to his chest.
Yeah, he's up to his belly in the water, and he's standing there tied to a fence. Ugh, it was sad. But they got him rescued.
Guess the guy didn't want his dog anymore. Maybe he couldn't take care of him. Maybe he couldn't afford dog food or Fritos. Okay. Walt Disney Company set to pilot a new pass for guests to get on rides faster at its domestic theme parks. But the cost might be a bit out of reach for some people. At Disneyland in California, the Lightning Lane Premier Pass will cost $400 per person per day for visits to both Disneyland and Disney California Adventure through the end of the year, as long as the guest also has a valid admission ticket with a park hopper benefit.
Which you've already paid for.
You've already paid for
your
nose
for that.
You've already
paid $100 for that.
Now we took it through the one nostril and pay the other part of your nose.
But, if you can afford to, then you don't have to stand in the long line.
Yeah, prices at Disney World in Florida will range from $129 to $449 per pass at launch. Just so you can get front cuts.
Not a cheap day.
You know what I'd do? I just get in line. A $5 bill, go up the front and say, hey, can I get in front of you for $5? And they'll let you in, and then everybody will get mad at you.
They're not going to let you in for $5. They're wanting you to pay $400 to get to the front of the line. They'll laugh at you if you give them a $5.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, you know, as the older you get, it's just no fun standing in line for
that kind of stuff.
And when you're a kid, you know, the anticipation builds. And then when you finally get on the ride and it goes for 30 seconds and you get off and you say, really?
That was it?
That's it?
Well, it's a lesson life learned for the youngster there.
Wait.
Was that all that?
We don't have
that all that was?
Yeah, we don't have an amusement park here anymore.
So. That's right. Wichita, aren't we? We're one of the largest cities in the nation that doesn't have an amusement park.
What's the answer? Should we just get the county commissioner or somebody say, look.
It's not a government thing.
Yeah, it is.
It's a private business. Really? You want the government to fund the amusement
right.
park?
You're
that's
right.
not good.
I'll tell you,
not a good
the
idea.
Deal is that if they were profitable, there would be one. But you got to.
And
charge.
How do other cities do it?
Well, they charge $500 a ticket, and nobody can go. All right, we're not solving any problems here. So let's move on. 7:41, Steve and Ted coming up. We've got the Wichita Business Journal update on the way this morning. The fate of Wichita's Walgreens stores is uncertain. A lot of them are closing across the country. We'll tell you about that on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
One talk.
Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 7:46 now on this Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
GD Lake water level down 6 inches the last month. It would take about 26 billion gallons to refill it.
Two.
Former President Trump speaks at an all-women town hall meeting in Georgia.
One.
Vice President Harris sits for an interview with Fox News. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And a traffic update here on your Thursday morning commute. Looking at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam. I'm looking at the one at I-235 and West Street. And we have some slow-moving traffic, especially on the West Street corridor just north of there at I-235 and West. We'll slow down there. We also have the report of an injury traffic accident downtown at Murdoch and Waco. Not far there from Riverside Park. Injury traffic accident at Waco and Murdoch. Crews on the scene there. That's traffic update. Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 71 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 49. And then Friday, sunny and breezy again. And tomorrow's high, 74 degrees. Now a clear sky, south wind at 13 miles per hour. 42 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wall Street saw a positive close Wednesday amid better-than-expected profit reports.
Stocks ending higher and rebounding from yesterday's sell-off as investors digested mostly upbeat earnings reports from big U.S. companies including Morgan Stanley and United Airlines. Shares of Morgan Stanley surged over 6% after it joined peers like J.P. Morgan Chase and reported strong profits following a sharp increase in investment banking revenue. United Airlines stock taking off today, rising over 12% after reporting third-quarter earnings that beat Wall Street estimates. The Dow winners today, Goldman Sachs, United Health Group, and Visa. The Dow decliners, Amgen, Apple, and Microsoft. The Dow rising 337 points. The Nasdaq up by 51. S&P 500 higher by 27. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Tech giants Amazon and Google are investing in the next generation of nuclear reactors. Both companies are seeking new sources of carbon-free electricity to meet increasing demand from data centers and artificial intelligence. Just last month, the owners of the shuttered Three Mile Island nuclear plant said it plans to restart the reactor so tech giant Microsoft can buy the power to supply its data centers. All three companies have been investing in solar and wind.
And a look at local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Walgreens Boots Alliance saying it will close 1,200 United States retail stores, including 500 in fiscal 2025. The pharmacy giant has not yet determined which, if any, Wichita area stores would be among those closures. The nationwide store closures will occur during the next 3 years. Walgreens is trying to cut costs while consumer spending continues to slow. Walgreens has about 8,500 stores nationally, and about 20 in the Wichita area, according to the retailer's website. The Deerfield, Illinois-based pharmacy retailer said store closures are necessary to help improve cost management.
For the second straight quarter, Wichita's only publicly traded bank saw its share price hit a 52-week high a day after reporting earnings. After the market closed Tuesday, Equity Bank shares reported third-quarter net income of $19.8 million, or $1.28 earnings per diluted share. Less than 24 hours later, following a conference call with analysts, the stock price for Equity Bank's holding company hit $44.68 per share, its highest mark in the past year.
Second-year superintendent Kelly Bielefeld leads the list of highest-paid Wichita public school employees for the current academic year. Well, of course, he's the superintendent. His salary for 2024-25 is $315,000. That is a $15,000 raise from his first year as superintendent of the state's largest school district. The Business Journal features the list of the highest paid USD 259 employees on its webpage. And that is local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
Ted, today is National Edge Day, promoting a movement of youth refraining from using alcohol, tobacco, and other recreational drugs. As part of the Straight Edge movement, teens and young adults pledge to live a clean lifestyle. Seems like a good idea. National Edge Day. It's also National Pasta Day. And this is one you and I can celebrate because we both like our pasta.
Boy, I sure do. I had a big load yesterday, made some spaghetti.
Ooh, October is National Pasta Month, you know, giving pasta lovers a chance to celebrate all things pasta. You don't need an excuse, but today is the day. And while we find noodles all over the world, pasta is a type of noodle of traditional Italian cuisine. The first reference dates to 1154 in Sicily and was first attested to in English in 1874. So they had spaghetti around in 1874.
It's been around a long time.
Favorite. What's your favorite? Well, I'll tell you what.
Well, probably spaghetti.
Yeah, if you give me a casserole, I like those little wavy ones. I don't know what they're called. And the small ones. Not the big ones, but the small wavy ones. Otherwise, when it comes to spaghetti, I'm going angel hair. My wife doesn't like angel hair.
I do not either. I don't like uncooked angel hair.
There's where we part ways, part companies.
I like pasta that's thick and chewy.
Okay.
Well, angel hair doesn't do much for me.
It's not thick and chewy, that's for sure. All right. Celebrate National Pasta Day, and this is National Pasta Month.
Like a good pasta carbonara?
Yeah. Oh, don't get me started.
Like a lasagna? I
have to bail out of here and run down to the Italian restaurant right away. 7:52, Steve and Ted. So here we are.
Chicken Alfredo.
Thursday.
Fettuccine Alfredo.
Thursday morning. And gosh, week's kind of zipping by. We're almost.
Yeah, here it is Thursday morning already.
And I always like Thursday morning. Thursday at work for some reason is always kind of fun. Of course, my favorite day is Friday, like most people. Don't you think? Is Friday your favorite day at work?
I don't know. Okay. Thursday's not bad either.
So Friday, we always have, of course, we have Mitch here in the football season. And Mitch Holdus will be with us tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour. Talking about the undefeated world champion Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And will they stay
the way? Champs.
They're moving. They're going to play in California, right?
Against all the way out to Santa Clara.
The 49ers.
Sunday afternoon, 49ers, and, Super Bowl rematch.
And tomorrow morning around 8:15, we'll check in with Mitch, and he'll give us an update and give us the whole scoop on what's going on.
Yep.
Always,
every Friday morning.
Always good inside
good stuff.
Information.
Yep, looking forward to that.
And we do have a super moon right now, and if you've seen it, I've seen it the last several mornings. It's gotten rounder and rounder. You know, it had a little edge on it before. Now it's just almost perfectly round. You saw it early in the evening last evening. You said it was pretty big. Huh?
Yeah, I took a walk at dusk, so I kind of watched it rise in the east. It was pretty nice.
Kind of like that one in Peanuts. Yeah, it was a big old full moon.
Beautiful.
Yeah, tomorrow night for the football games all over the area. Of course, Ted will keep you posted on who's playing who tomorrow morning.
We'll have our football previews tomorrow morning in sports.
All right, well, for now, let's just look ahead to the 8 o'clock hour. We got a lot of stuff planned for you this morning in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted. We'll have the latest on the Trump and Harris campaign activity. Harris on Fox News last night.
Yep.
And we'll have that. And Ted has sports coming up, right, Ted?
Of course. We'll take a look at some Thursday night football and the anniversary of one of the great Monday night games ever.
Plus, entertainment news.
Good stuff. The entertainment blur. News in the blur. That'll be at 8:35 this morning. Don't miss it.
And traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. We stay Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.